New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Someone's very upset with Alley. Good God, this again? Olive Garden is casual, not fast casual.
Okay, fine. Alley, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not Jake.
If it's
just casual, then it's just casual.
Yeah, sometimes it can be slow-ass casual. We're slow casual. That's the category as well. We got lots to get to this hour on the show. If you want to win yourself a giant TV just in time for Father's Day, you've come to the right place at the wrong time, but we'll make that happen for you. And we also have to give you a spot on this standby list so you can travel all the way to Montreal to see Evanescence. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Gen Wars coming up later this hour. Boomers battling millennials, battling Gen Z, battling Gen X. You have an opportunity to win bragging rights for your entire generation and a prize from K-Rock. Also, it's a new batch of greeting cards that you could be sending to the father in your life that we will hopefully come up with better punchlines for, including the one that you can see on our Instagram right now, which is downloadable. We took one of the terrible cards from earlier in the week. Dads are just like dogs, and we made it better. And Jake animated it. It's a one-of-a-kind card, and you can send that to your dad right now, free of charge.
I think he would love it.
And he'll greatly appreciate
it. It's a very cute animation. Good job, Jake.
Allie, I know people like original songs, and they like world premieres. I'm not sure who gave us this song, but it's another song about the return of Fat Alley. We played some yesterday. Tell me if you like this one or not.
1, 2, 3. So she woke up early this morning and she got on her feet. The first thing that she did is she got something to eat. She walked into the kitchen with those girthy ass legs. Then she opened the fridge and reached for some eggs. Whoa. Fat girl.
Oh. Whoa.
That's a little...
Thank you so much. It's on the nose.
Whoa. Allie. Whew. Fat girl. So she walks in.
There's a lot of verses here. It's like
across from her is Klein with his real thick neck.
Oh.
Thank you.
He reaches for her lunch bag and says, "What are you eating?" She blocks him with her cankles and says, "Don't touch my foodie."
It doesn't rhyme at all, but we appreciate the effort still. Lots of ways to get featured on the show, and our expectations are very low, so thank you.
Verse 2, and you can't even rhyme anymore?
He's run out of rhymes, verse 2. I mean, at least that guy put more effort in than this person who left a message about you wanted to give us more lyrics for Fat Alley. He did this on the Goat Line, which is a very different but even less good version than what you just heard.
Hey, I got some lyrics for you, man, for the Fat Alley. Here we go. Hey, hey, hey. Fat Alley is back. We all know she eats way too many snacks. So many, she can't keep track. Now her neck rolls go all the way down her back.
See, at least that rhymes. Not good, though. Not funny. But appreciate the effort.
We're all going to make fun of my fatness. At least be good at it.
Yeah, be good at it, okay? That's the key. I mean, everyone's playing for second.
You know, neck rolls going all the way down her back?
No, everyone's playing for second place right now because this one is a real earworm, and I was singing it all day yesterday. So anyway, everyone loves that one. That's the best one. But Fat Alley's doing something about it. She will not be Fat Alley for long, and you will hear exactly why. Everything that she thought she was doing right is absolutely wrong, and we'll get to that after this on K-Rock. Stop sending your Fat Alley songs to us here at K-Rock, and I'll tell you why. Because we ain't just going to put up with it, and Alley's not just going to stand there and put on 60 pounds like she did the last time she got pregnant, even though she could have twins and or triplets inside of her. We're not sure. But she said it's not happening this time. She's refusing to be one of these people that just eats everything around. Even though, Allie, I always thought about this, like whenever you hear about an actor who has to gain a bunch of weight for a role and they talk about how they ate like a pint of ice cream every night. And there's like that moment of jealousy because like, imagine that where like, you know, you have, that's your goal. You have to put on weight. And
yes,
when you're pregnant, you kind of do have to put on weight.
But then to feel yourself getting bigger and bigger and seeing your pants feel tighter and tighter and then going, okay, I got to set these pants aside, grab the fat pants, then the fat pants get too tight. It's not the most fun feeling in the world.
Yeah, Jake's right. That's why you have fat pants.
The eating part is fun, but then the bigger part slowly growing like that doesn't feel the best.
But you kind of have a built-in, it's kind of a nice, like, for
cushion?
Two or whatever. Even for three, whatever you say.
I mean, yeah, the eating part feels good. It's just the growing part doesn't necessarily. And I've already gained weight also because my boobs are already getting bigger and they're swollen and they hurt. So that's not necessarily fun. But I'm determined to make it different this time. And to do so, I have sought professional help. I am working with a guy who is
tape your mouth shut.
He's going to slap the donut out of my
His name's Klein. Calls me fat every day.
You're right, Allie. I'm here to help you.
No, just one.
She's fat.
That's what I do.
Periodically, I am going to work with a trainer, which I've never done before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I always avoided because I was like, I'm not one of those people who's afraid to go to the gym or doesn't know what to do at the gym. I've been going to the gym for years now. I kind of have my routine, so I don't really need it, was what I always thought. But in this case, because I'm pregnant, I could use some pointers, get a nice routine going that I feel good about and safe about.
Fatty make a funny.
Should we just move on? Or?
We don't need to say, because Allie's not. That's the idea, and that's not her trainer.
That girl's fat.
No. Where do you find all these? How many clips do we have?
All right.
I'm digging through Bean's archive.
Jesus Christ. There's so many. Oh, my God.
I know.
I mean, I'm not even fat yet. Guys.
No, that's the part that's hilarious. Text line says, I'm watching the YouTube right now. Allie looks the hottest she's ever looked. She got that pregnancy glow. But that's the idea, is that fat Allie is more of a state of mind than an actual real thing.
It's about thinking fat.
Right, thinking fat.
It's like the Hulk is always inside you.
So you wouldn't like her if she's fat. So don't make her fat. But you met with the person for the first time.
This was my first session, and he was like, what do you want to work on?
You're just fat.
Okay. Oh my God. I don't.
Right. Is that what he said?
No, never mind. No, he's not.
I honestly, let's just move on.
Stop with the fat drops. I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Because Allie, I think, has really figured out a way, at least she believes, that she's conquered the gym. And now this expert is telling her that she doesn't do anything
well,
right.
He asked, what do you do with
get
this?
It?
No,
she's
no,
fat.
Oh, God. Stop the fat
this
drops.
This is painful. Are we going to keep going?
I'm not touching anything. Look at my hands.
Well, I can't even get through a word. So
my hands are in the sky.
Let's just stop.
My hands are in the sky.
I know that your hands are in the sky. I don't need to see the evidence.
I wish I had all those fat drops. I don't have them.
Okay. But you obviously have fat drops too. So why don't you just play them too?
I don't. I wish I did.
All right. I've been doing everything wrong at the gym.
What did the guy say?
Well, he was like, what do you do at the gym? I'm like, I do these pull-ups, like assisted pull-ups. Okay, let me see you do that. And then he'll watch me do it for like 5 reps and then go, okay.
What's an assisted pull-up? What is that?
It's basically because I can't do a real pull-up.
So what, you just is standing there? Wait, I don't understand.
Someone lifts you up?
You get a bar and you do it at an angle, right? And then you just kind of like pull yourself up?
No, there's like a machine where you have like weights that counterbalance your weight. That it's like you're lifting less weight than yourself.
Oh, so it's a pull. You get to go through the motion of it without actually the hard work of lifting your entire body.
I can't lift dead weight of myself yet, so I need help. But you could also then I can pull myself up. But apparently everybody does pull-ups wrong because they try and pull their chin all the way up to the bar, and that's not how you're supposed to do it.
That's what Johnny says.
He proceeded for 50 minutes to go through every single exercise I do at the gym and go, you're doing that wrong, you're doing that wrong, you're doing that wrong. And yes, I'm sure most people at the gym are doing everything wrong. And I just thought to myself, if I'm doing this much wrong, how wrong is Klein doing every single exercise at the gym?
I had so many people, when you guys posted that video of me doing those stupid water jug lunges, saying that everything about my form was off.
And a simple lunge. He's like, let's start with a squat. Squat. Stop.
It's wrong.
You're using every wrong part of your... Because we're also the laziest people in the world.
Sure.
So we will find every way to not do an exercise correctly because it becomes easier.
Sure, you go, I'll just lift with my back.
And I was even like, I'm increasing my weight. I can press this much. I can lift this much. Nope, all of that was cut in half.
So he said that everything you were doing, everything you've been doing is wrong.
Yes. So I'm like, how did I even lose weight in the first place?
Right, and this guy you have to trust because he's, quote, a certified trainer. He's an expert.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And don't you think then that...
And he said, I have a problem with my ankles.
Oh, no. Well, we all knew that. What did he say
about
that?
What's weird is that as thick as my ankles are...
Are you playing a drop
I don't
now?
Have great ankle mobility.
Oh, boy.
So I have to work on strengthening my ankles, which is wild.
This is going to be a journey, and I have a feeling that Allie's going to get through it. But the goal right now, and last time we had bets on how big the baby would be. That was the big gamble. Was a 100K for the way.
Yeah, but you know the like if you've ever been to a gym, there are trainers walking around the gym. And I'm like, ah, I don't need that trainer. And that trainer was probably looking at me going, this idiot bitch doesn't know what she's doing.
But don't you think that's what they always think
yes,
when they walk
I'm
around?
I'm sure everyone is just doing everything wrong at the gym.
Yeah, mostly that's the case. And then they go...
And most of us are just copying other people that we see at the gym.
I think that's how you do it. You find someone that looks good. You go, I'll just do what that person's doing.
He was like, you know when a dentist needs to extract a tooth, they don't just watch a YouTube video and go, I can figure that out.
They don't?
But with gyms, and exercise, everyone's like, I'm just going to watch one person do this once, and then I'm going to have my way with it.
Well, the good news is that Allie is making a commitment right now that she will not become Fat Allie. We are fighting.
Fatty, fat.
That's the one we're waiting for. When we get back from this break, you have an opportunity to battle each other. To figure out who and which generation reigns supreme. The phone's open now at 800-520-1067. We will get into a Generation Wars battle for the ages next. Big prize up for grabs and bragging rights for your entire generation. Call now. Play next. Every generation thinks their generation is the best. And then Gen Xers say, keep arguing. We are the best ones because we took all the money before it went away forever. Millennials and Boomers and Gen Zs all have an opportunity to battle it out over the airwaves with K-Rock. In a brand new round of Generation Wars, chance for you to win bragging rights for your generation. Today, there was some article that came out that talked about how every generation, we talked about this last week, but they look at fun differently and having fun. And then today, there was a whole thing that came out about how every generation looks at what it means to provide very differently.
Yes, well, they did a whole study with men of different generations, and they determined that they all provide for their families in very different ways. Like the boomers are like, I'm going to provide financially and demand respect.
Right. I'm at work. All I do is work. I wake up. I go to work. I come back. Yeah. I want respect and a hot meal waiting for me. And I'm going to go ahead and make sure there's a car in the driveway and money to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the boomer mentality.
And then the Gen Xers provide financially and have a hands-off experience from that point on. They're like, I don't know, equality. I don't want to ruffle any feathers here. You do what you got to do. Do you want me to do something? Then I'll do it. But I don't want to force myself on anybody. And then the millennials are like, I'm going to be there emotionally. I'm going to talk to you. I want to be there for you financially and do the caregiving and do everything in between because you want to just be the guy.
Going to be present.
And then Gen Z just wants to have a nice relationship with their AI girlfriends.
That's right. There's no need to provide in any sort of a way financially. It's very shifted over the years, and every generation thinks about things differently, and it's how you were brought up, so it's how you think. And now we get to prove once and for all which generation is the best, at least for this week. It's time for Generation Wars.
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
Generation Wars.
Time now to meet our contestants. Great questions this week in Generation Wars that will prove once and for all which generation knows the most and is the best. Now, these generations, these questions will span all generations. So you would argue that Boomer would have the best chance because they've been around the longest, but will they be up to date on their latest Gen Z slang? Probably not. And we say good morning to our Boomer representation, born in the year 1963.
Oof.
Loves Richard Blade. That's her favorite K-Rock DJ. And I don't blame you, Lisa. Guy was a real heartthrob. Hey, Lisa, good morning and welcome to K-Rock.
Oh, good morning, you guys.
Thank you for being on with us. And I'm sure Richard Blade will greatly appreciate the fact that he makes you damp.
As long as you buy his book.
Yes.
That's right. Buy his book. He's got a book out? Go to question number, contest number two.
I had it autographed.
Oh, you did? Of course she's got his book. Question two.
I'll consider it a date.
There
maybe.
He is. That's right. Oh, that's Richard. Oh, Richard Blade is here. He wanted to say something. Go ahead, Richard Blade. This is Lisa. She's a big fan of yours.
I love little girls.
Okay. Great.
Is that in the book?
That was cut out. Thank
it's going to be a potty.
All right. Yeah. That's the great Richard
Blade. In prison.
Blade. We say hi now to our representation from the Gen Xers. Born in 1975. Loves 90s music through and through. Not a bad song that came out of that decade, according to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel, and welcome to K-Rock's Generation Wars.
Good morning.
If you know the answer to the question, sweet dibbits to you, please yell out Gen X. Wait for Ali to call on you. and then you have a chance to answer. And now we move on to, we're going all female. Vanessa's
draft. That's cool because I think last week it was all dudes.
Vanessa's drafted an all female edition of Gen Wars, and we say good morning now to our millennial born in 1985. Used to love chokers. Every shirt's a choker on me these days. And we say
back.
Hi to Melanie. Good morning to Melanie and welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Good morning, sweet dibs, guys.
Sweet dibs to you. And now we say good morning to Abby from Gen Z, born in 1999, on Instagram Reels all the time. And she don't play with hashtags. Good morning, Abby, and welcome to K-Rock.
Hi, good morning.
All
right. How's it going?
Four women all representing different generations now. Here we go. Hands on your buzzers. If you know the answer, yell at your generation. Don't yell at the answer. Wait for Allie to call on you. And this will be an interesting round of an all-female Gen Wars. Oops, all females. It's the Gen Wars. And here we go. Question one. Name one of the Golden Girls.
Millennial.
Go ahead.
Blanche Devereaux. Even first and last name. I love it.
That is a correct answer. You're on the board. Move on to your next question. That was a point for Millennial. What did Famous Amos make?
Gen X, I heard you first. Go ahead.
That was a chocolate chip cookie.
That is correct. We go to question number three. Rumor has it that eating this color of M&M would make you horny.
Millennial.
Gen X.
Green.
Green M&Ms.
Oh, come on.
Everyone's already mad.
Everyone's gateway roofie was the green M&M. We would go to parties before when that rumor was circulating big time in middle school. And
just put all green M&Ms.
And we would be like, we got to get rid of all the other M&Ms. If they only have green M&Ms, they'll have to make out with us. And that was the player.
There were girls like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, what is happening here? We got to, and that's what I learned once and for all, that that is not true. They don't actually make you horny. Your next question now. What was the name of the tiny cars that use a fast talking man in their commercials? No one knows.
Millennial?
Millennial for a chance to steal this one?
A Volkswagen Bug?
No. These were
very millennial girl
the toy
answer.
Known as the Micro Machines. Micro Machines. And we move on to this next question. Name one of the monsters featured in the General Mills Monster Cereal Collection.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Is it Count Chocula?
I will accept that. I would have also accepted Frankenberry or Booberry. All would have been accepted. We move on to this next question.
Gen X is in the lead with 3 points. Millennial has one.
In this legendary early 2000s Quiznos commercial, what phrase were the strange singing creatures saying?
Millennial?
Eat Quiznos, Dad!
Because of your impression. She's doing a spot-on impression of those little singing mice. Weird mice things. I don't even know what they were. Let me hear that again. Let me hear that answer again, please.
We love the
moon. Yeah, I mean, technically the answer we're looking for is we love the subs, but she did such a good job, and it did say quite a few different things.
I mean, she got it.
Let's give her the point. She knew what we were talking about. Move on to this next question
what
now.
What was Quiznos doing, just in general?
I don't know, there's not a few. There's only a few left, I believe. What's the underwear that's fun to wear?
Did I hear a boom? Boom boom?
Someone just
make Lisa make a boom boom?
Did Lisa make boom boom in her underwear? Yes or no?
No, but I should know this one.
You should know this one. What's the underwear that's fun to wear?
Oh, my God. Gen X.
Gen X.
Is it underoos?
Underoos
wow,
is the answer. Congratulations. Allie, what is the score right now in this exciting Oops All Females edition of Generation War?
Gen X Rachel has 4 points. Mm. Millennial Melanie has 2 points. And Boomer Gen Z still not on the board yet.
We move on to this next question. What does it mean if someone is, quote, harshing my mellow?
Millennial.
Okay, millennial.
Like killing your vibe.
That is correct. Mm. They're a buzzkill.
Okay.
They're not good. They're ruining your mood. Being a buzzkill, harshing my mellow.
You have to sing it like a mouse, though.
We've only accept all answers now in the form of the Quiznos rap. That is correct. Moving on to this next question. What did GTL stand for?
Gen X.
Yes.
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen X.
Jim Tan Laundry?
That is correct, from the 2010 MTV reality series Jersey Shore. And now, once again, just when someone makes a move, Gen X decides to make another move, and there's only five questions left, Allie.
Yeah, Gen X has score? 5 points, and Millennials got 3 points. Ooh, it's a battle. I love
it. A real battle, and we go to this next question in Generation Wars. Let's go with... let's go with this one. What was the name of Sabrina's black cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Ladies.
Oh, no.
I don't think any of you are ladies. This is the one question I use to determine if I'm talking to a real lady or not.
You have a guess, Gen X?
I think it was Salem.
Salem is the right answer. That is exciting and shocking, and we have one more TV question moving on in this category. Steve Urkel was a nerd, but what was the name of the much cooler, suaver, sophisticated Steve Urkel?
Millennial?
Stephen Urkel.
It's technically Stefan Urkel, but judges are saying, I'm getting some thumbs up, that is being accepted as a right answer. I can't believe they're taking that. Stefan Urkel, and we go to these final questions now. Allie, could it still be anyone's game?
6-4.
What does on fleek mean?
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Millennial. Like, it's like super, it's super on point. Like, it's super perfect.
Yep. On point, perfect, flawless, all acceptable answers for on fleek. We go on to this next question. I think this has got Boomer written all over it. In the Brady Bunch, what broke Marsha's nose?
Millennial. Football.
A football is the answer. So, Allie, are we 1 point away now? Is Millennial that close to Gen X?
Yeah, it's 5-6.
With one question left, a chance to tie it up, and then potentially, who knows, we may have to go to one of those sudden death Generation Wars questions. What did it mean if someone said, I got split?
Millennial.
You gotta
leave.
Wow, leaving somewhere quickly, gotta split. So now, at the end of the regulation round of Generation Wars, Gen X and a comeback from Millennial has them both battling it out. We say goodbye. Hey, by the way, Abby from Gen Z, thank you for playing. You got a point, which is something. Boomer. Lisa, other than going boom, we don't know what happened. Well, that's okay. Richard Blade would like to say one more thing to you as we say goodbye to you. Go ahead, Richard Blade. This is your biggest fan now on the phone. Oh, Richard Blade's gone.
It's going to be a party.
Oh, okay. Thank you. There he is. He's back. Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
I make boom boom, too.
All right. So here we go now. Allie, one question. Gen X and Millennial have made it all the way to this sudden death round of Generation Wars. One generation.
It's a bitch fight.
It really is. This is exciting. And here we go. Your next question in Generation Wars. What does 8 and left no crumbs mean?
Oh, you totally cut out.
What does 8 and left no crumbs mean? I'm not surprised they're not answering because that's a Gen Z question, but they don't know. So we move on to this next one now. No one got that right. In a cartoon featuring two lab mice, one of them was Pinky, but who was the other lab mouse?
Millennial.
The Brain.
Whoa!
From behind, victory. It was like the Knicks.
It was unbelievable. And look at that, Millennials. It looked like a runaway for Gen X. Millennials, congratulations. Every Millennial listening to K-Rock right now should have their head held a little higher today. And what song of all songs would you like to hear on K-Rock that represents you as a Millennial? Go ahead, Melanie.
Oh, Nine Inch Nails.
All right, here we go. Sublime. That's what we had queued up anyway. Thank you for playing. Hold on 1 second for your prize and a championship win for all Millennials this week on KROQ. Let's get into your ADP news. The second that is done, we need you to give us a call at 800-520-1067. Win yourself some tickets to see Evanescence at the Forum and then again in Montreal, Canada. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. You didn't plan anything this summer. Don't worry. We'll take care of your travel plans and expense all coming up. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
I'd like to turn our attention away from the World Cup for a moment to talk about tennis. Specifically, the Queen's Club Championship is happening. I don't know how many people care. Of course, tennis fans do. One French tennis player by the name of Corentin Moutet was doing a post-game interview, and he decided that the F-word is his favorite in the English language, and he said it about 7 times in a 30-second period.
How tough is it to return that?
Whatever you do, you just put the ball in the court, and then he hates me 142. I was like, I would have to serve, and I would have to.
No F-bombs, please. No.
That was 3 in a row, by the way. He said FFF. They love it.
The crowd loves a good F-bomb.
Right, Corentin. I'm going to ask you one more question. Apologies, everyone, for the language there. I'm going to ask you one more question, so please keep it clean, okay? Last week, unfortunately, didn't go your way. What's it like to get your first victory? Okay. We need to improve that for the next round. Apologies, everyone.
Who knew tennis could be so exciting? Exhilarating.
Yes. Oh, man. And he won almost $40,000 for that match, but a lot of that will be taken away in fines, apparently.
Oh, really?
And he did say he was sorry to anybody who was offended and that it was just a joke, and he hoped everyone enjoyed it.
It's a great laugh.
But you can't even hear it because it's a long beat, but he says multiple in a row every time. It's just like FFFFF. Like total seventh grade humor. It's great.
Learning the language. Probably one of the first words he learned. I know the only French word I ever knew, the only French phrase I know at all to this day is, I probably can't say on the radio, but I know what it means.
What does it mean?
Esmadi.
Oh, nice.
Sus me. And then starts with a B word.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Though. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But it's the only French phrase I know, because when you learn something new, especially when you're younger, you're just like, let's cut through all the...
Why are you using that in France?
Formalities.
Is that when you go visit?
It's just an important phrase to have on the ready. You never know when you need it.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle.
That's right. That's what I need to know.
Secondhand City was right. Don't drink and drive. It's too expensive.
14 DUIs Secondhand City's got in her life.
Nope, she's got 14 DUIs. This guy I'm about to tell you about, who was found passed out in the In-N-Out drive-through line.
Oh, yeah. Terrible to be behind that guy.
Totally. He has 7 DUIs, and he's only 33.
Oh.
This one has earned him 3 years in prison, and after a long night of drinking, he decided on some In-N-Out, which, you know, we've all been there. It's usually a great drunken food choice, or a sober food choice, but he decided to drive drunk through the drive-through, and before he could get his food, he passed out in the car. I would hate to be the person behind that guy. Workers reported that he smelled of urine, vomit, and alcohol all in one. But, you know, those workers are so nice.
Animal style.
They're like, so do you want onions?
Yeah.
Sir, do you want onions or no?
Man, that's... I think anyone
who
holds up a drive-through line for any reason should be jailed, I believe.
Especially In-N-Out. You have to know what you want. You have to move it along because they are working as fast as they can to get you your food. And they have a well-oiled machine going on in there. Don't do anything to screw that up.
No. I've been obsessed with watching a lot of these videos, primarily of people from other countries trying In-N-Out. And they all seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah, and then did you see the video of the guy explaining animal fries?
Yes.
To them, where he's like, okay, you're going to get animal-style fries. Do you like onions? Do you like this? And then you're going to get the pink lemonade, to these people who just don't understand and don't barely speak English. And they're like, go with God.
Yeah,
it's so nice. It's nice to see people sharing.
If there's anyone listening to K-Rock now who is visiting L.A., America for the first time ever, we are looking for one person. One deserving person. We would like to take you around next week.
We want to take you out.
Give you the greatest eating day that we can come up with. All of our favorite spots. I mean, we're talking about some Roscoe's and some In-N-Out. We all have our places that we would take you to. So if you're interested and you are visiting, don't try to fool us and fake an accent.
No. And we want a combination of local classics and national classics.
Yeah, we'd love to bring you around for the day and give you a little taste of America, courtesy
of your
friends.
Get a little taste of heartburn.
That's indigestion.
Yeah, Spirit Airlines shut down operations. They're officially done. Or are they? Apparently, a bid has been submitted to acquire Spirit Airlines. This is seemingly not the guy who crowdfunded $400 million to buy Spirit Airlines and make it the first airline owned by the people. This bid is coming from a Texas-based company called Mooney International, and they say they have formally submitted a bid to acquire Spirit Airlines and their goal is to maintain the Spirit Airlines brand, expand the affordable travel options, and invest in their fleet and their technology to improve all of the operations and get Spirit Airlines moving again.
I don't know if there's anyone that cares that much. Like, I know that there are
like,
people...
Like, I think we're good, guys. Yeah, I'm not like we're all missing it that
right.
much.
I think everyone's like, all right, well, there was that.
It's not like all the people that are trying to save Hooters.
No, that's a worthy cause to get behind. The but Spirit one's very different.
Also, what happened with this guy that raised all this money?
Good question.
He raised $400 million, and why isn't he buying Spirit Airlines?
I don't know. I don't know how much he needed.
I would want my money back if I gave that guy money.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point, because you know, you got to buy your tickets on Frontier or go to whatever the next...
Yeah, the people who are donating don't have that much money, probably.
You would think they should get their priorities straight. Hey, if your priority is a free trip right now, not on Spirit Airlines, to go to Canada, I hope you're on our phones looking for caller 20 at this exact second. 800-520-1067. Let's go.